USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's not official yet, but President Trump says the U.S. and Japan have shaken hands on a big trade deal at the G7 summit in France. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow told CBS's Face the Nation the agreement would significantly increase agriculture sales to Japan.
They worked out a terrific deal, which, by the by, among other things, will really help America's farmers who have gotten, I think, to some extent, hurt by the Chinese tariff issue.
In a move that the White House said was surprising, Iran's foreign minister visited the G7 summit as France made an effort to ease tensions between Tehran and Washington. The president had very little to say about the surprise visit.
We'll do our own outreach, but, you know, I can't stop people from talking. If they want to talk, they can talk.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
The shooting of a Los Angeles deputy last week was a hoax. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Completely fabricated.
That's what a spokesman for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department now says about the deputy sheriff who claimed he was shot by a sniper on Wednesday.
There was no sniper, no shots fired, and no gunshot injury sustained to his shoulder.
Deputy Angel Reynosa had claimed he was shot while in the parking lot of the sheriff's department, shot by someone on a building next door. They now say he made everything up and even used a knife to rip a fake bullet hole in his uniform. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More violence around protests in Hong Kong, where police pulled their guns to fire warning shots after protesters came at them with sticks and makeshift projectiles. The police responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. Protesters called the police gangsters while chasing them following an earlier standoff that ended when police volleyed tear gas canisters at them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
After yesterday's lightning-filled round in Atlanta, there's a new PGA champion. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with the story.
After severe lightning forced yesterday's third round of play to be suspended, it was a very long day at the Eastlake Golf Club in Atlanta, as Rory McIlroy closed his day with a birdie, shot 4 under 66 in the final round to finish at 18 under and win the PGA Tour Championship. American Xander Schauffele finished at 14 under for second. Brooks Koepka and Justin Thomas finished tied for third at minus 13. It was the highest paying day also in golf history, with McIlroy taking home $15 million and the trophy for tour champion. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A second Republican will challenge President Trump in his bid for re-election, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Former one-term Republican Illinois congressman turned conservative talk radio host Joe Walsh is running for the 2020 Republican presidential nomination, saying why in a video that he posts on Sunday morning.
We have someone in the White House who we all know is unfit. Someone who lies virtually every time he opens his mouth.
Later on ABC's This Week, Walsh called Trump a child. This makes two challengers to the president, as former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld announced to run back in April. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.